This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Beautiful Indianapolis. It's a great town. Easily navigatable downtown. Weather's nice. No complaints about Indianapolis. And we are here every year. And as with every year, we heard from the Bills general manager Brandon Bean and head coach Sean McDermott, newest member of the NFL competition committee. Catherine, what's one takeaway you had from our conversations with McDermott and Bean?
Yeah, I think there is, you know, still so much they're sorting through before they get to the draft and even before they get to the free agency. The higher than expected salary cap number, that was something that Brandon Bean was openly smiling about. But I think they know they still have work to do to figure out how to get under it before they can kind of solve what all their next steps are going to be. So there wasn't too much news out of Monday and Tuesday's conferences. But I would say there was a good bit of, you know, we're still figuring this out. We'll see what happens. So they're playing it pretty close to the chest so far as they navigate that.
Yeah, I thought it was noteworthy that Brandon Bean was not really complaining. I mean, yes, the cap rose higher, but he still wasn't complaining about the fact he started, this month, $43 million over the cap, the most of any team in the league. I can think of previous general managers who, would be complaining about cap space and the salary constraints. Bean wasn't complaining at all, really. Last year, if you'll recall, they were $20 million over the cap at this time, and they got under just fine and signed 11 unrestricted free agents or so, and brought back about that many of their own players, including Jordan Poyer. Now, they weren't big spenders. So this year, they started, a week or two ago, $43 million over the cap. They're going to, by redoing Josh Allen's, restructuring Josh Allen's contract, that saves roughly $23 million. So that's a huge chunk that gets opened. And then I've got a story going for Sunday's paper on all the many levers at Bean's disposal. But I thought it was interesting. I asked him about, keep pushing Josh Allen's money into the future. You know, might you not do that next year? And he said, no, the reading between the lines, we'll probably do it again next year.
Yeah, I think he's using the options at his disposal. But also, you know, there's been kind of the same refrain for a little bit of they've got to nail this draft and they've got to get younger guys who can get involved sooner, too. I think that's something, you know, they really emphasize wanting to draft and develop guys. But sometimes they've given guys a little more time to develop than they'll be able to this year. So I think that'll be a point of emphasis of, you know, getting younger, but mixing in those players to a higher degree.
Yeah, and, you know, Sean McDermott has had the benefit of older guys or older cornerstones or more experienced cornerstones on his defense. And obviously Micah Hyde hinted at retirement at the end of the season. That certainly would be no surprise. But, I still think Sean is going to like the idea of having a veteran, reliable people on defense. He's got a new defensive coordinator in Bobby Babich. And Sean wouldn't commit to who's going to call the plays. And I actually think that's not obfuscation on Sean's part. I think he is going to wait and see how it goes. Let Babich get his feet wet, if you will, in running the defense in spring workouts and in training camp and in preseason. And I think that decision could, you know, linger until closer to the season starting.
Yeah, I had thought that they were going to have announced it by now, but since they haven't, I can understand kind of what you're saying, Mark, of just kind of working through that a little bit more. McDermott did note all the positives that he sees Babich bringing to that role of just his energy, his having worked with different groups, the way he sees the defense from different levels. So I think there's a lot of trust in him. It's just deciding what's best for the team as far as that play calling.
Yeah, and I think if I recall two podcasts ago, you gave your gut feeling that Bobby Babich will call the plays, and I still agree with that eventually. I mean, you know, let's keep in mind, Babich had interviews to be the Giants' defensive coordinator and Miami's defensive coordinator, and though both of those teams have offensive head coaches, so he would have been calling the plays there if he had gotten those jobs. It's not a guarantee that he would have gotten those jobs. The Giants hired Shane Bowen from Tennessee, who's younger than Babich, got more play calling experience. The Miami hired Anthony Weaver, who is a little older than Babich, a little more experience. So, you know, I think Babich will ultimately be calling plays. But if you're Sean McDermott, you know, if they play Kansas City in week two, do you want Babich calling the plays against Andy Reid in week two? Maybe not. Let's see how it goes.
Like Mark mentioned, we're a few days into the combine here in Indianapolis. So today, Wednesday, we started to hear from some players who are draft prospects, starting with the defensive side of the ball with some D-line, some linebackers. Mark, what did you make out of some of those player interviews today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I tried to listen to a lot of different defensive linemen. The Bills desperately need defensive linemen, and it is you would expect them to draft two or three easily. As we know, the Ed Oliver's under contract. Basically, the defensive tackle position is zero after that. Now, they could bring back some people, including Daquan Jones. I think that would be plan A, re-signing Daquan Jones, who at his age might not yet, probably isn't going to break the bank. So we're looking at one technique, nose tackles, to play over the shoulder of the center, big guys, run stoppers. They certainly will want to draft one of those, but I would be surprised if a rookie is starting next to Ed Oliver for the season opener. I think it's going to be Daquan Jones back or one of these other veterans. There are, you know, some, it's not a bereft position in free agency. I think somebody else, a veteran, is going to start next to Ed Oliver, and then they'll be developing a rookie they draft, which means not in the first round, for sure, and we'll see about the second round.
Yeah, that sounds to me in line with what we were hearing from Brandon Bean on Tuesday when he was saying, of course, you want to find a balance of mixing in younger guys, but you can't really overcorrect that either. They've got to get a little bit younger at the position. The defensive line is so important to him. But he was saying, I think you're always looking for youth and you're trying to find that balance of youth, yet you've got enough veterans to kind of run the show as well. They don't want to just be putting out younger guys who haven't done it. So, you know, just hearing that perspective from the general manager again, I think was enlightening as we get to know some of these defensive tackles.
Yeah, and I mean, the number one defensive tackle who would look great in Buffalo is Byron Murphy from Texas, but I just see no way he's going to last. He's going to be gone in the first 20 picks. Second round, 60th. You know, an option could be Tavondre Sweat, Texas, Murphy's teammate, 360 pounds. We find out tomorrow exactly what he weighs. He wouldn't weigh in. He was a little shy about weighing in at the Senior Bowl. Is he 335? Is he 360? He would be an option, a real option for the Bills if he were still there at 60, which might not happen. I talked to McKinley Jackson today, Texas A&M, big guy, 331. He'd be a maybe end of round three, one technique, defensive tackle. You know, he's a real option for the if he were to last to the end of round three.
Yeah, they play a little differently, but McKinley Jackson was mentioning how he's watched Ed Oliver, how he, you know, that's a guy that he looks to a lot when he's watching film. I think he's got some of the intangibles the Bills would look for, too. A two-time team captain, has won awards for his strength and conditioning, for his leadership with the team as well. So some other things outside of just the statistical numbers that he put up.
Yeah, and then at the defensive end position, you know, they need some young defensive ends. I mean, obviously, Greg Rousseau is kind of a cornerstone piece at one defensive end. They need Von Miller. They have to count on him. It's for next season, whether the fans like that or not, his contract demands that he will be on the team. You know, we'll see. I talked to Chop Robinson, Penn State, speed rusher, bends really well. He could be available at 28, and he would be an option if they don't want to go wide receiver. But I think my preference is wide receiver at 28. You know, if you're going to go defensive end, 28 or 60 are pretty much the options. And after that, you're taking a real, you know, developmental flyer later in the draft because, you know, defensive ends who have it all, they're gone in the first 50. As always, a premier position here at the NFL Combine is wide receiver. And that it is a great year for wide receivers. That's music to the Bills' ears because of their need at wide receiver, Catherine.
Yeah, I think just looking at this class, there's a lot of guys who stand out. We'll come back to them in a second. But then you look at the Bills' needs as well. It's interesting. There are so many places on the defense that they need to tend to. But I think for fans, there's really it feels like wide receiver is what so many fans want. We will see what the Bills do with that pick. It's interesting just kind of seeing how Brandon Bean has approached it over the years of not taking guys early. But Mark, who are some of the players who stand out to you, who you're looking forward to learning more about this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm thinking about, like, we've talked about receiver in last year, the year before, being a possibility for the Bills, and there may be like, well, if this guy lasts, but there are lots of there are going to be attractive receivers on the board when the Bills pick in the first round. I mean, the ideal dream scenario in my eyes would be the fourth best receiver, LSU's Brian Thomas, is still there for them, or they can trade up a few picks to get him. That would be the dream. He's 6'4 with home run speed. I don't think he lasts till 28. You can find a few mock drafts that have him there at 28. That's blue sky, rose-colored glasses thinking, in my opinion, but it's not out of the question. But regardless, you know, I mean, there is a big group. Keon Coleman of Florida State, Adana Mitchell, 6'4 of Texas, Troy Franklin, a yak speed monster from Oregon, Xavier Worthy, a speed guy from Texas, Ladd McConkey, an all-around receiver from Georgia, and then maybe even a guy like Javon Baker, kind of a really good all-around outside receiver from Central Florida. How about replacing Gabe Davis, who we're expecting to leave in free agency to be too expensive for the Bills, with another receiver from Central Florida?
Yeah, it's a interesting proposition for sure, just given the school ties. I think there's so much interest just kind of around what these guys are going to do and everything. There's some we've talked to at the Senior Bowl already, but then getting to hear from them more this week is just a huge part of why we're here at the Combine, too, for the wide receivers. But then other positions, Mark, what else are you looking forward to this week?
Well, you know, safety has to be. They need a safety. You know, again, we're expecting Micah Hyde to retire. I am. They have Jordan Poyer under contract for another year. Some fans want to see a clean sweep at safety. I want to see Jordan Poyer back for another year. I just think Sean McDermott values experience and reliability at that position so much. And here's another one where the crop of veterans at safety is so deep in free agency. We talked about it last year. Jordan Poyer, nobody expected him back, but there were 18 starting free safeties, starting safeties on the market. And after the first couple were signed, there was no market for everybody else. And so the Bills were able to get Jordan Poyer back. I think that it will be a veteran in Micah Hyde's spot, a veteran free agent. Now, I've got a list of like 12 safeties. Now, the first three or four or five are going to be might be too expensive, but there's a quality list of veteran free. It's a buyer's market again at safety. But there are a bunch of interesting. It is not a bad safety draft, and actually, it's a good year to get a safety in the second, third, fourth round who you can groom and develop. And so I'm going to be writing about that for this weekend.
Yeah, Mark, we'll have more for you on that. We'll have tons more coverage from the Combine all week, so make sure you're checking back to buffalonews.com. And then as far as this podcast, we'll be back next month as we continue to see everything the Bills are doing this offseason to go ahead and get the team ready for next year. So make sure you're subscribing wherever you listen and reading along at buffalonews.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.